What's up, family? Jared the Boss Man here. You're tuned into the Boss Man Show on AM 1010, AM 1430, 1055 The King. Check The King out at 105theking.com and The Boss Man Show at bossmanshow.com. Hit me up on Instagram, The Boss Man Show, Twitter at Boss Man Show, and Facebook, Boss Man Show. It's The Boss Man on your radio.
Listen to The Boss Man Show with your host, JR, Saturdays at 9 a.m. right here on AM 1010, The King.
What's up, good people? BetOnline is your number one source for all your betting needs. The latest odds, lines, and matchup reports for baseball, boxing, golf, and more. BetOnline continues to be the fastest and easiest way to place your wagers, including live betting and your favorite casino and card games available to play right from your phone. Head to the website or use your mobile device to sign up today and get in on the action. Remember to use your promo code BLEAV, B-L-E-A-V, for your 50% welcome bonus on your first deposit. Bet online when the game starts.
BS3 Network, changing the way you watch TV.
Yes, BS3 Network, changing the way you watch TV, covering content and hot topics from A to Z, sports, music, society and culture, movie reviews, you name it, we have it. Check it out on bs3network.com or check us out on Roku, BS3 TV on Roku, as well as check out your favorite podcast on all podcast platforms or Spreaker.com/BS3 Network.
You are now tuned to BS3 Network.
Folks, we're back. Episode 11, Patrick Gale Show. Coach the show covering Albany State basketball here in the midst of our Atlanta swing here for Coach Gale and the Golden Rams. You see the Rambly out there last night, Clark Atlanta coach. A lively environment. One more ways than one. as we have some Rams fans right behind the bench there, Coach. How's it going, Coach, after last night's game, man?
Well, it was hard to sleep last night. Very disappointing ending. Encouraging, but disappointing. And again, I had to read the word this morning. I had to go to sleep with listening to some encouraging words. And basically, it was very consistent. Just wait on the Lord. Wait on the Lord. Be patient. Don't give up now. Kind of like my team. My team, you know, that first half, we were down 15. We allowed way too many points. And the second half looked like more of what we do, but it was just a little bit too short. So we just got to keep plugging because win or lose, we still got to deal with Morehouse on Wednesday.
No doubt, Coach. And as we talk about, man, look, you're on the road, you're down by 15, and you could take a lead, which should be a good experience for your team to say, hey, look, we didn't win, but guess what? We were down by 15 on the road in a lively, hostile environment and came back and got the lead. Now, if we have to do little small things the last few minutes of the game, we win the game. So there is some encouraging things there to build off of. And Blaze did not play, which even give more confidence because Blaze went out there.
That's 15 and 10 that wasn't out there. So that was huge. So guys stepped up in his absence. And, you know, I talked to Coach Jordan after the game. He's got a lot of fifth-year seniors. So he's playing with a very experienced team. I believe that was their 16th win, maybe their 15th win. So they're used to winning these games. Whereas we're trying to figure out how to win these games. And remember what I told you a couple shows ago, we have to learn how to not lose games before we can learn how to win games. And we're still in that process of learning how to not lose games.
No doubt. And like we talked about previously, winning is a process. And you really can't skip something. I kind of go back to the NBA to a little bit, Coach, because teams will go in the first round of playoffs, second round of playoffs, conference finals, before they get that breakthrough, right? And so right. Golden State had to go deal with Lamar Jackson. They got to the second round, lost Clippers. So you see those things in NBA. So these are younger men who are on the level of the NBA having to learn how to win, process winning ways, the right things to do on the court, off the court, to win the game.
And winning is a painful process when you're dealing with a team or a group of young men that have not won. It's a painful process because they don't know the path. And, you know, the coaching staff does know the path. We've won in the conference before. We know what it takes to win on the road. That was actually my first loss at Clark. And I've been here, it's my sixth season. So it's a painful process, but you have to stay with the process. And you have to stay with the process, most importantly, when you're disappointed. You can't pick and choose. You have to stay with the process. And what is the process? Take care of the ball, defend and rebound. And those are the three things that we must do more consistently. We got out rebounded by 10 in the first half, and for the game we got out rebounded by 2. So we cut that margin, and then we made timely shots. We were 9 of 11 from the free throw line. Game against Fort Valley, I think we missed 8 free throws, so that was good. And then, you know, we had 15 assists. I'm sorry, 17 assists, but we had 15 turnovers. So all those things matter. Those little things matter. So we got to figure out how to be more consistent in the winning ways that we're showing that we can do. You got to put two halves together.
And these are the hidden things in talent, Coach, that fans sometimes don't notice the way you and I do. Like a turnover, a free throw blockout, a shot turnover, just those little things that, you know, a fan that ain't really engaged. All right, Mr. Shot, but no, let's talk about the layer to the missed shot, you know, and what it would cause another hit. So, like, those little small details, whether we helping weak or we helping strong or we icing or we doing hard heads, whatever we freaking doing, it's like, you know, those details matter.
Yes.
And to winning games, I think that's something that a lot of young men in college, all levels, from NAI up to the high major, still struggle with to this day.
That's right. That's right. And we played, man, the whole game. I wanted to go to some zone, but they kind of hit. I think number one, Xavier Griffin, he hit 3 threes. He hit all the threes for them. So I kind of did not want to get them into a comfort zone. And again, I was proud of the way we played man the whole game, played full court man for probably 98% of the possessions. When we hard hedged, like we talked about earlier, JR, in the game plan, we looked good, you know, but we cannot allow one player to have 26 points. And 6 of those points came from the free throw line. He had 10 free throw attempts. He did not hit a 3. So it was all in the paint. That's unacceptable. We have to do better. And then we have to have a kid who, our kid was 10 of 11. He has to have more touches. If he only missed one shot and he made 10 field goals, he has to have more touches.
No doubt. And that paint was giving him trouble. Don't even when we were down, they couldn't really handle him. You know, right. It's like if he just seals and uses his big body, they can't stop it. They're running down there. This man turnover.
It's telling when 21 and 10 with 2 assists and 1 block, and you feel like he didn't play his best game. And a lot of it is because he had 3 turnovers and he only had 1 offensive rebound. And again, he only had 2 free throw attempts, which means he wasn't aggressive enough, even though he was 10 of 11 from the field. So those are the little things that we have to recognize.
No doubt. And Coach, like you said, man, like this, but it was what's the silver lining is all that, hey, the record is deceiving because yes. You and I know this team is what's better than what the record says it is. Oh, you are what the record is.
Correct.
But at the same time, you and I both know that the talent in the team is not what the record is right now.
Correct. And the good thing about basketball, man, is that there's another game Wednesday. So you have to refocus. And I truly believe one win on the road will propel us. And you want to peak now. You want to peak going into February, March. So why not now? Let's start this, you know, this winning streak. So, you know, that's why Coach and I are back at it. We got back at 2:30 this morning, but we're back at it trying to figure out how to beat Morehouse on Wednesday. And they've been winning games. They're very tough to beat at home as well. But right now it's more about what can we do to win these games, these close games. And then the great thing about it is we have a 4-game homestand after Wednesday. So it's a really good time to start something.
No doubt, Coach. And talk about having the fans, a lot of fans behind the bench last night, a lot of Ramley out there for your support. And so how cool is to have the ASU fans from the alums there and some of the people from all over the club up there and cheer for you guys last night, man. It was great, very great to see that.
It was awesome to see them. That was the Alumni Association, DeKalb chapter. You met Monica Franklin Redding. She actually was a manager for Oliver Jones when she attended Albany State University. Every time we go to Atlanta, they take care of us. They're always there. They always represent. They fed us afterwards. You saw the love. You saw how big the Ramley is. So we appreciate, you know, the Alumni Association. They always take care of us when we play Clark and Morehouse, and they will be there again Wednesday. One of my Ramley members said she even left her pom-pom in the parking lot, man. She was so distraught after the loss, and she said she's had those pom-poms since 2009. So, you know, if anybody's watching that, Clark, please don't throw that away. Please keep it for her so that we can, you know, get her reunited. But it's always awesome that our guys, that's probably why we haven't lost that, Clark, since I've been here. We have such great support when we go to Atlanta, especially at Clark, because it's a hostile environment.
Yeah, it is. You know what, Coach? I must tell you this. And people don't get mad from saying this. The environment at Clark is more lively than it was at Tennessee State.
Wow.
And wow, we have our arena seats 9,000. Of course, it ain't 9,000 there. But the student section is not lively. The TSU there is sitting there killing. They ain't doing nothing. Well, the band, don't try to get excited. He's doing a timeout when the band is playing a song like they playing Nick or something.
Well, you didn't. There was no DJ last night. Imagine if the DJ was there, because usually there's a DJ there at Clark Atlanta. But let me tell you something. One of the best experiences in college basketball is Clark Atlanta basketball, and when they play Morehouse, oh man. Man, that is an awesome environment. The SIC has a great environment. So our homecoming game when we play Fort Valley, and we're going to go to Fort Valley in a couple of weeks, that's going to be a great experience. There are really some great experiences in the SIC, and Clark Atlanta is, you're right, it's right there at the top. Awesome experience.
Coach, I was in the midst of being a competitor. I was disappointed in the Free State. I had this Tennessee State.
Wow! So you didn't play in front of that, huh?
No, like we had the band down on the far baseline, but the student section over on this side, on the opposite baseline, they is chilling. Like it's like we chilling. We ain't doing nothing.
It's a testament to our guys' mental toughness, because a lot of guys are telling me they couldn't hear me, but they still were able to get through navigate a 15-point deficit and quickly, JR. I mean, it ain't like it took us all second half to cut that lead down. We cut it under 10 in like maybe the first 3 to 5 minutes. So, you know, if they just do the little things, and it's just the little details, you know, winning is in the details, in the little things, they'll be fine. Because all of that I can block out. You know, I don't hear the crowd. I just focus on what's going on the court. I focus on, you know, what the team is trying to do, the matchups, what their tendencies are, what the coach is trying to run, how the game is being officiated. The crowd is kind of like, just to me, like when you walk through the forest, if you see a bear, if you see a deer, whatever, it's just part of the landscape. So the crowd's part of the landscape. But when you concentrate on that, you have fear and you don't really concentrate on what you're there for. We're there to get a win. So all of that crowd and all that, that's just part of it. That's what it comes with. But to win is to focus on the little things on the court, because none of those people in the stands can affect anything on the court because they don't touch the ball.
Exactly. And I'm proud of the guys for that, man, because, you know, some teams cannot play that kind of environment, and your team did. And it was great to see that. Now, I'll say this. I've seen that on the road at Murray State. I've seen it there. I've seen it in Eastern Illinois, and it's like whatever. But like, or in Clarksville, Austin P. I've seen it there. But like, I just was like, yeah, we can do better.
Maybe as an alum, JR, you can do something about that, man. Maybe you need to go in and start your own JR fan section and get that going.
Coach, you know good and bleeping well I'm not welcome like that.
Well, you're welcome at Albany State, JR. Hey, we can adopt you then. We'll welcome at Albany State.
I feel the love.
That's what's up. That blue and gold is strong. And
guess what, Coach?
We embrace you.
At Tennessee State, when I want to be on the pitch, okay? I keep it real. I don't lie, okay?
Well, listen, we appreciated you being our honorary coach. You actually did a great job, man. Did you pick up some calls last night? Did we get some calls last night? I'm gonna put you out there for the whole to see that you picked up calls, because we play them on Saturday again. So we needed some calls, man.
I got you, so.
You did. That's what's up. That's all. Hey, you are the man. You are the man.
It's all about trying to help him where I can, because as you all know, Coach Gillon has one assistant. So with him being in my city, why would I not help him? And since I've played, I know what the hell I'm doing to a degree.
Hey, listen, JR, the kid that was 10 of 11, I saw you coaching him up a little bit during the halftimes. I mean, during the Eagle halftime and during the timeouts. And then for all of America to know, so we call our last timeout, and JR's like, don't you want the full or 30? And he's relaying it to the officials. I was like, that's what I'm talking about. So, you know, you definitely did a great job, man. I just want to say thank you. It was an awesome experience. And, you know, and that's the thing, man, as a head coach, you want to win not just for your players, you want to win for your coaching staff. And I wanted you to get that W, man. I wanted you to get that win, man. Wanted you to get it.
Hey, we're going to get it Wednesday, coach.
You're going to get it Wednesday.
Yeah. Hey, like, look.
And I see you've been living right, because you are deflecting and resisting a lot of temptation and being slow to wrath and being slow to move to anger. So I'm proud of you, man. The Lord is working with you, man. The Lord is working in you.
Yes, he is, coach. Hey, coach, I get really competitive when I eat. I can't put it together.
you are doing a great job of ignoring ignorance. And that's what you got to do. And just pray for people. Just pray for people.
Yes, sir. Yes, I'm looking forward. See, I ain't looking at my phone, coach. Just know that. I haven't even looked at my phone. So I expect when I decide to look at my phone Thursday. I would not let any kind of noise distract the vision of winning this game in Morehouse at the Forbes
Arena. Right. That's win. Right.
Because I'm locked in.
And Morehouse has size. They're going to crash the offensive glass. They have some tough guards as well. They're very, very physical. They're going to make it a very physical game. And knowing that we played on Monday night and had to come back to Albany and is, you know, driving back to Atlanta on Wednesday, we have to make sure we have our legs. But we'll be in the gym today. We got weights, recovery with our strength and conditioning coach, Coach Sharp, who does a great job. And then we'll be in the gym, getting ready to put in this game plan for Morehouse. The life of be careful, kids, when you say you want to play college basketball, because we are playing in this week Monday. Well, we played Saturday, Monday, Wednesday, and we played Saturday, Monday again. That's a tough schedule.
Yes, it is. It reminds us of the NBA almost.
It is. There you go. And as you can see, JR, guys is falling on their shoulders, they backs. Guys is getting beat up. So it's a physical thing. You have to take care of your body.
And that's where that off-season conditioning
That's right.
comes in
That's right.
handy. You
That's
put
right.
in those miles then to be able to
That's
withstand
right.
this now.
That's right. And you see why we had our girl Sashik last show, because you need those supplements. You need to understand your body to get through, something like this.
No doubt. Well, coach, we're gonna keep claiming these things. We're gonna get together and I'll be there
Yeah,
full force.
we're not gonna abandon the Lord. The Lord is with us, and when it's darkest, that's when you gotta trust him the most. So we definitely trust, and we just need that breakthrough. Once we get that win on the road, we're gonna keep it going.
No doubt. Well, coach, we look forward to it Wednesday, coach, and I'll be there as you know, doing some more for you.
Hey,
Showing some more.
what do you always say when you go on the road? Get a split. So let's get
Yes.
this.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Split it up. Yes, banana split. That's what we call it. My dad's call it. Banana split. That's what we call
Tough environment. I'm looking forward to it Wednesday.
No doubt, folks. Coach Gale, Patrick Gale Show, episode 11. Still in it. We don't care. We're going to be here every Tuesday for you. Bringing the noise, representing Albany State. We are out.
BS3 Network. Changing the way you watch TV.
Yes, BS3 Network, changing the way you watch TV, covering content and hot topics from A to Z, sports, music, society and culture, movie reviews, you name it, we have it. Check it out on bs3network.com or check us out on Roku, BS3 TV on Roku, as well as check out your favorite podcast on all podcast platforms or Spreaker.com/BS3 Network.
You are now tuned to BS3 Network.
What's up, good people? BetOnline is your number one source for all your betting needs. The latest odds, lines, and matchup reports for baseball, boxing, golf, and more. BetOnline continues to be the fastest and easiest way to place your wagers, including live betting and your favorite casino and card games available to play right from your phone. Head to the website or use your mobile device to sign up today and get in on the action. Remember to use your promo code BLEAV, BLEAV, for your 50% welcome bonus on your first deposit. BetOnline, where the game starts. What's up, family? Jared the Boss Man here. You're tuned into the Boss Man Show on AM 1010, AM 1430, 1055 The King, 50 The King out at 105theking.com, and the Boss Man Show at bossmanshow.com. Hit me up on Instagram, the Boss Man Show, Twitter at Boss Man Show, and Facebook, Boss Man Show. It's the Boss Man on your radio.
Listen to the Boss Man Show with your host, JR, Saturdays at 9 a.m. right here on AM 1010, The King.